With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A spectacular crash and explosion at the Rainbow Bridge linking the U.S. and Canada at Niagara Falls was not terrorism-related. That's according to the FBI and New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
The Border Patrol individual working in the booth was injured. The booth literally protected that individual. They went to the hospital with minor injuries and have been released.
But Hochul says two people in the car were killed. The incident initially raised terrorism fears, resulting in the closure of four border crossings in the region. There has been a delay in the release of the first group of hostages to be set free under a deal between Israel and Hamas. The BBC's Orla Guerin says there's no word on what's been holding things up.
There are conflicting reports about what has gone wrong. Clearly, something has gone wrong. Some suggestions that Hamas has not yet signed and ratified the ceasefire agreement. Other claims that Hamas had not given a list to Israel of the people who would be released in the first group. And that was supposed to be part of the mechanism between the two sides. Releases of hostages were to take place over a period of 4 days in groups of about 10 per day. Israel was to get the names in advance, although it had said it would not publish them and it would not tell families until the hostages were actually back in the hands of the Israeli army.
Now, the first group of hostages expected to be released tomorrow at the earliest. A toxic train derailment has resulted in evacuations in Livingston, eastern Kentucky. 16 cars of a CSX freight train left the tracks. Some of those cars carrying molten sulfur burst into flames. The stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Wall Street returns to work tomorrow. It will be an abbreviated trading day. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Vermont.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program in all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, "Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man accused of firebombing the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group has agreed to plead guilty to a federal charge of damaging property with explosives. Investigators say the man threw two Molotov cocktails into the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action in May of 2022. No one was in the building at the time. This is one of just several attacks on pro-life installations in the run-up to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The historic city of Charleston, South Carolina, has elected its first Republican mayor since Reconstruction.
William Cogswell defeated incumbent Democratic Mayor John Tecklenburg by about 2 percentage points in Tuesday's runoff. Tecklenburg is a well-known figure in the state's Democratic politics, endorsing Joe Biden in South Carolina's pivotal 2020 presidential primary. Cogswell, who served 3 terms as a Republican in the state house and describes himself as a moderate. Charleston last elected a Republican mayor in the 1870s. John Scott report.
Electric vehicle sales expected to hit a record 9% of all passenger vehicles in the U.S. this year, according to Atlas Public Policy. That will be up from 7.3% of new car sales last year. This will be the first year U.S. EV sales surpass 1 million. They'll probably reach between 1.3 million and 1.4 million cars. More details at srnnews.com.